Hello, Miss Bazogne.
Hello, Mr. Azizi.
I wanted to talk to you for a moment.
Go ahead, Mr. Azizi.
I wanted to take up your time for a few minutes, if that's all right with you.
That's all right. I'm all ears.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Mum.
Hello.
Mum?
Did you buy it?
Yes, I bought everything you wanted. Why are you sitting here in the dark?
No reason. I just felt like it.
There must be a reason.
I've got butterflies in my stomach, Manoush. My poor boy has to go to court tomorrow. What if they keep him there and send him to jail?
Oh, come on, Mum. Don't worry about it. Mehdi said that Mr. Keradman told him that the court will send her a summons this time and make her calm.
What if they send him straight to jail after the hearing? Don't you remember how last time he got sent to jail after the initial hearing? I'll die.
Oh, God forbid that happens. You should stop thinking about it so much.
Ever since Mehdi got married, he hasn't had a single day of happiness. All he's had is trouble. I don't know where your dad's gone.
He said he called you a few times, but you didn't answer. And he called me while I was shopping and said he was going to visit Imamzadeh Saleh's shrine. Hello?
Hi, Manoush. We're coming over there. Do you need me to get anything from the shops?
Aye, no. Where are you?
We're close by. We'll be there in 10 minutes' time.
All right, then. We'll see you.
Was it Mehdi?
It's as though his heart is connected to yours. They're coming here.
Oh, well, that's great to hear, darling. Could you turn the kettle on for me, please? Thanks, sweetie.
Sure.
Thank you. Why did you go to all that trouble, darling? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I went to Abdolazin's shrine today and got these from there. Here you go. I hope you like them.
Thank you very much. You shouldn't have.
It's nothing. I hope you can wear it during the happy time, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. When will your mother be coming?
Excuse me?
Mostafa told me he's spoken to you. Mostafa is 34 years old, and he's a wonderful guy. The truth is, I'm really worried that I'll die and he'll be left.
Don't say that. I hope not.
I'm not well, darling. I've had open heart surgery. I keep praying that he gets married while I'm still alive. Because if I die, there'll be no one left for him to be with. My son hasn't got any brothers and sisters.
Hopefully he'll get married. Marriage is a lot easier for men than it is for women, after all.
No, sweetheart, it's not like you think. Men have problems of their own. Who knows when a lady will cross their path and catch their eye? Up until now, when Arif talked to him about marriage, he'd get upset. But last night, he talked to me about you himself. This is my only wish in life. My wish is to see him settle down and get married. That way I can leave this world in peace.
Don't say that. I hope you'll be blessed with a long and happy life.
Every person knows their body better than anyone else. I haven't got much time left. I'm not feeling very well. Will you call your mother to come so I can speak to her?
I think I'm still in shock. I've only just met Mr. Azizi.
It doesn't matter. There's plenty of time for you to get to know him. Mostafa goes to the park every night to exercise. He hasn't taken the house keys with him. I'm afraid he'll arrive soon and be locked out. I should get going, sweetheart.
You didn't drink your tea.
Thank you, I had a sip.
No worries.
Don't come, darling, I'll manage.
All right.
So we'll be waiting then. Let us know when your mother comes here.
Sure.
Take care, darling. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're our only hope, Miss Bezorgme. If you don't help us, my brother will have to pay either Mr. Farney a lot of money or will have to spend a few nights behind bars just because of one little lie.
If you don't come to court and I get prosecuted because of a crime that I didn't commit, you'll have a share in this injustice. And I won't forgive you for it.
Need any help?
No.
What's wrong with Mom?
Worried about Mehdi.
It's Mehdi's cell phone.
I'll go and give it to him.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Miss Bezorgme.
I wanted to know, when exactly is your court hearing, Mr. Faramand?
Tomorrow.
I'll come to court and testify on your behalf. Did you hear me, Mr. Faramand?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Miss Bezorgme. I don't know what to say. You've made my day.
Could you just... please text me the address of the court?
Yes, of course. I'll send you the address right now, and...
Miss Bezorgme, I will wait outside the court building.
And I'll wait for you to arrive so we can go inside together. I really don't know how I can thank you, madam. I really don't know how I can thank you properly.
Mr. Faramand, can you do something for me?
I will do anything that you want. Just tell me what it is.
You're a good person. I'm sure God loves you a lot. Please, will you pray for me? Pray for me so I can remain a good person.
Pray for God to love me.
There's no need for you to ask such a thing, madam. I will always pray for you for the rest of my life.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. And thank you once again. Miss Bezorgme, I'll be able to sleep in peace tonight.
I'll sleep in peace tonight, Mr. Faramand. Goodbye.
She said she'll come and testify tomorrow.
Thank heavens for that miracle. Oh, thank heavens.
We talked a lot behind the poor woman's back.
Oh, I hope God forgives us. Go call your dad and tell him the good news. Go on.
Where's Dad?
He's gone to Imam Zadis Saleh's shrine. He was so worried.
Hello.
I found you a great place. It's wonderful. It's 70 square metres with two bedrooms and in a really good location. Hold on. Where was it? I put a mark next to it so I could show you. Here he is. Look.
Sit down. I'll get you some tea.
I called the person myself. He seemed like a good person. He said he's even prepared to give us a discount. That's what the owner says, but we'll have to go and look at it ourselves. I told him we'd give him 100 million tomans in a few months, and he accepted. Can you believe that? Hey, I've got an idea. Put pressure on Farad and tell him to pass the check in the next 2 or 3 months. Okay.
I called Mr. Faramand and told him I'd go testify on his behalf.
What's wrong now?
There's nothing wrong. I thought it through these past few days, Faranak. I don't want to lie anymore. I don't want to lie anymore.
Oh, come on.
I just sent a text message to Farhad, telling him I'll send the check back to him. I told him that our deal is off.
Did something happen to make you change your mind?
Something has happened, but it's got nothing to do with me testifying.
Sahar, tell me what happened. Sahar, talk, so I can know what happened too.
Mr. Azizi talked to me.
And? Did he propose to you? So is that what this is all about?
He's a good man, Faranak. He's polite and kind.
Did he say anything to you?
He couldn't say more than a few words to me. He's very shy.
Really?
He was panicking and sweating from embarrassment. Shame. Poor guy. He said he's usually not that shy. He said I'm the only person who makes him feel shy and clumsy when he talks to me.
Oh, how good it would be for you to get married, Sahar. Hey, did you arrange any dates or anything yet?
He said he wanted to get to know me better. He also insisted on me letting my family know.
Well, hurry up and talk to your mum about it. Prepare her so she doesn't ruin everything.
I want to tell Mr. Azizi everything.
You're making a huge mistake.
No, it's not a mistake. I don't want to start this relationship with a lie. I want things to be different this time.
But what if Mr. Azizi finds out about the relationship you had with Farad?
I don't think so. I'd rather that happens instead of me trying to trick him from the beginning.
All right, but don't tell him right from the start. Get to know him a bit and then tell him.
Don't worry, Faranak. I have a feeling he loves me. He's the exact opposite of Farhad.
I hope so. Let's go.
Where to?
A good restaurant. You have to buy me a delicious dinner tonight.
Sure.
Hey, Sahar. You better not break up with me once you get married to Mr. Azizi.
You're officially insane. Let's go. Okay, so where do you think we should go?
Somewhere nice. Has to be expensive.
I agree with you. I'm in the mood to be pampered.
Yeah, it's about time we spoiled ourselves a little.
Thank you. Okay, so what should we have?
Something really expensive. I'm gonna rip you off tonight. And make Mr. Azizi pay you for tonight's dinner later on.
You're crazy. We can't eat anything heavy for dinner. You should have left it for tomorrow's lunch.
Who knows whether we'll even be alive tomorrow? Let me have a look.
Here you go.
Thank you. Okay. What should I order? I want organic roast chicken with stuffing.
Is it nice?
I don't know. I want to order it because it's the most expensive item on the menu.
Can't I just eat a salad?
No, no. You have to have a main course. Otherwise, I won't order anything.
Oh, dear Lord.
Hurry up, girl. I'm starving. Why won't they bring us our food? Hello?
Why aren't you home?
It's none of your business.
I'll wait outside your home until you get here.
Well, don't. I'm with Farhanak and I won't be going home for a few days.
What's with the text message you sent me?
Don't you know how to read?
Sahar.
Please come home so we can talk about this.
We've got nothing to talk about.
I'll be ruined if you come to court tomorrow.
Why? Will you be ruined because you won't be able to squeeze money out of an innocent person?
If I don't come to court,
Mr. Faraman's life will be ruined.
This is not about money anymore.
If you come and testify against me in court tomorrow, I'll get thrown in jail on
charges of fraud. Do you understand that?
Oh, that charge really suits your character.
Sahar, when you called me the other night, Shayeste heard everything
I was saying. She's left me ever since.
If I go to jail, she might file for divorce.
If she's wise enough, she'll definitely do that.
Please don't make me lose everything, Sahar.
I've made my decision, Fahad. I'm not going to let you ruin an innocent person's life.
To hell with you! You better not come and testify against me tomorrow, otherwise
you'll be drenched in blood if you set foot in that courtroom.
I will see you in court. Is he outside your house?
He said Shayeste's left him.
Oh. How come?
Apparently she overheard him the other night.
Oh dear, you see that? He tried so hard to hide it from her, but she found out. When God wants to bring out the truth, there's nothing that anybody can do.
Before all this, I kept trying to get Fahad to get a divorce from his wife. It was all I could think about. But now I feel ashamed of myself. I feel sorry for Shayeste. Yesterday I was thinking about how we women betray each other, and then we blame it all on men when things don't work out the way we want them to.
Don't get carried away now. So you mean like Farhad is innocent and everything is your fault?
No, I'm pretty sure that if Fahad is interested in anyone right now, he won't think about Shayeste for even a minute. I'm talking about ourselves here. We're the same gender, and yet we are so cruel to one another.
Do you realize what you're doing? If you go to court tomorrow, you'll be burning your bridges, you know.
My bridges? To Fahad?
No, your bridge to money. If you go to court tomorrow, you won't get any money. And if Mr. Azizi rejects you for any reason, you won't have any hope left. That's the truth.
Oh, Farhanak, I really want to burn all the bridges that I've left behind me. I want to burn any bridge that links me to my past. I want to just focus on the future. A future full of goodness. Even if it's also filled with difficulties.
Why did you stop?
I'm checking to see whether Fahad's around here.
No, there's nothing going on here.
I wish you could stay for the night.
You know I can't, Saha. You know what my mum's like.
I keep worrying that Fahad might come back here.
Didn't you just tell him you won't be going home for 2 or 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he come back then?
Oh, come on. You don't know what kind of a beast he is. He might not have believed it.
Who cares if he comes back? Just don't open the door. What are you afraid of? He's the one who should be scared because he's asking you to do something illegal. You shouldn't be scared. You're going to go to court and tell the judge what you witnessed, and you're not going to go there and lie.
Faranak, why don't you get what I'm saying? I'm scared he'll come back and cause a scene in front of the neighbors.
Uh-huh. Well, didn't you say you plan on telling Mr. Azizi everything?
I want to tell him myself. I don't want him to find out this way.
Well, do this then. He's not here now, so go upstairs, unplug your intercom and sleep. Don't turn on your lights, even if you can't fall asleep. If he comes back, he'll see the lights are off and he'll leave.
Please, can't you stay?
I swear to God, I can't. Don't worry. I'm sure he won't come back. I had a lot of fun tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care now.
You too. I'll see you tomorrow. See you later.
You should come around next
time
as well.
That sounds wonderful. I would really like that.
Yes,
sure. Please do.
Okay,
take care.
Good.
Thank you. No problem. Good night.
See you soon.
Excuse me.
Hello.
Hello. I'm fine, thanks. Good night.
Have a good night. See you soon. Good night.
Fahad? Fahad, is that you? Fahad, I know you're here. Leave my house. Fahad, I do not want to cause a racket here. I'm talking to you, Fahad.
وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه. وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.